Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, Describing a Difficult Choice. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics that require candidates to reflect on personal experiences. One such topic that frequently appears is, describe a time when you made a difficult choice. This article will guide you through answering this question effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you made a difficult choice, is a common one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to articulate personal experiences, express emotions, and use appropriate vocabulary and grammar structures. This topic is likely to appear in Part 2 of the speaking test, where you're given a cue card and asked to speak for 1 to 2 minutes on a specific subject. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask some general questions related to decision-making. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Question: do you find it easy or difficult to make decisions? Band 6-7. Answer: well, it depends on the situation. For small decisions, like what to eat for dinner, I find it quite easy. But when it comes to big life choices, like choosing a career path, I sometimes struggle. I tend to weigh the pros and cons carefully before making a decision. Band 8-9, answer. I'd say my ease in decision-making varies considerably depending on the gravity of the situation. For trivial matters such as daily meal choices, I'm quite decisive. However, when faced with life-altering decisions like career moves or significant investments, I find myself more cautious. I typically employ a systematic approach, carefully analyzing the potential outcomes and seeking advice from trusted sources before committing to a course of action. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Describe a time when you made a difficult choice. You should say what the choice was, when you had to make this choice, why it was difficult, what the result of your choice was. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to share an experience about a particularly challenging decision I had to make a couple of years ago. The choice I faced was whether to accept a lucrative job offer in a different city or stay in my current position closer to my family. This decision came about when I was approached by a prestigious company offering me a position with significant career advancement opportunities and a substantial salary increase. However, accepting this offer meant relocating to a city about 500 kilometers away from my hometown, where my parents and younger siblings reside. The difficulty of this choice stemmed from the conflicting priorities in my life. On one hand, the job offer aligned perfectly with my career aspirations and would have provided financial stability. On the other hand, I've always been very close to my family, and the thought of not being able to see them regularly or be there for important moments was heart-wrenching. I spent weeks deliberating over this decision, making pros and cons lists, and seeking advice from mentors and loved ones. Ultimately, I chose to decline the offer and remain in my current job. The result of this choice was a mix of emotions. While I occasionally wonder about the what-ifs, I feel a deep sense of contentment knowing I can be present for my family. This decision also motivated me to seek growth opportunities within my current company, which has led to unexpected advancements in my career. In retrospect, this difficult choice taught me a lot about my values and the importance of work-life balance. It reinforced the idea that sometimes the most rewarding decisions aren't always the most obvious ones. Follow-up questions. Question: how do you usually make important decisions? Band 6-7, answer. When I have to make important decisions, I usually take my time. I like to think things through carefully and consider all the options. I often make a list of pros and cons to help me see things more clearly. Sometimes, I also ask for advice from people I trust, like my parents or close friends. Band 8-9, answer. My approach to critical decision-making is multifaceted. I begin by gathering all relevant information and assessing the potential outcomes of each option. I'm a firm believer in the power of data-driven decisions, so I often create detailed spreadsheets or mind maps to visualize the pros and cons. Additionally, I value the insights of others, so I frequently consult with mentors or experts in the field related to the decision. I also try to factor in both short-term and long-term implications, considering how the decision aligns with my overall life goals and values. Ultimately, I aim to strike a balance between logical analysis and trusting my intuition. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Examiner. Do you think people make better decisions as they get older? Why or why not? Band 6 to 7. Answer. Yes, I believe people generally make better decisions as they get older. This is mainly because they have more life experience to draw from. They've seen the consequences of different choices and have learned from their mistakes. Also, older people tend to be more patient and less impulsive, which can lead to more thoughtful decision-making. Band 8-9 Answer. I'm inclined to believe that age does indeed contribute to enhanced decision-making capabilities, albeit with some caveats. As individuals accumulate life experiences, they develop a more nuanced understanding of cause and effect relationships, which can inform their choices. Moreover, the neurological maturation of the prefrontal cortex, which continues into one's mid-20s, enhances cognitive functions like impulse control and long-term planning. However, it's crucial to note that age alone doesn't guarantee better decisions. The quality of one's choices is also influenced by factors such as emotional intelligence, adaptability, and a willingness to learn from past experiences. Additionally, in rapidly changing fields like technology, younger individuals might have an edge due to their up-to-date knowledge and fresh perspectives. Ultimately, I believe the best decision-makers combine the wisdom that comes with age with a commitment to lifelong learning and openness to new ideas, regardless of their age. Key vocabulary and phrases. Deliberate, verb, to think about or discuss something very carefully. Example, I need to deliberate on this job offer before making a decision. Weigh the pros and cons, phrase, to consider the advantages and disadvantages of something. Example, before deciding, I always weigh the pros and cons of each option. Life-altering decision, phrase, a choice that can significantly change one's life. Example, choosing to move to another country was a life-altering decision for me. Conflicting priorities, different goals or needs that are incompatible or compete for resources. Example, I often struggle with conflicting priorities between my career and personal life. Work-life balance, noun, work-life balance, the division of one's time and focus between working and family or leisure activities. Example, maintaining a good work-life balance is crucial for my overall well-being. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, especially when describing a difficult choice. Practice articulating your thoughts clearly and coherently. Use a variety of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Provide specific examples to support your points. Show your ability to analyze situations from different perspectives. Be honest and authentic in your responses while maintaining a formal tone. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high band score. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our article on how to describe a person who has had a positive impact on your mental health. This can provide additional insights into structuring your responses effectively.